awful. Okay, well, first, on behalf of Flaminia, Lucien, and Akeem, let us all welcome you to Quantizing Time. We're very much looking forward to the week ahead. I know I speak for both Flaminia and myself that all of the speakers have had a huge influence on our own work and our own thinking about this topic. So we're really excited to hear from all of you. I'm just going to share my screen real quick. So as you know, the general theme of the conference is on quantizing time. And I think it's important to recognize that this is really an old problem, right? Going right back to the origins of quantum gravity when Rosenfeld, after we had the first sort of complete formulation of the quantum theory, Rosenfeld immediately tried to apply this to the gravitational field. And then a little later, there was a large meeting at Cornell in the 1960s. That started, this modern, I would say the first modern meeting on the nature of time. And what I'm showing here is a summary that was written of that meeting that appeared in Science. So I think the title is Telling a Closet Door Briefly Opened. And I think I'll just read the first few sentences because I think they're inspirational. Physics is far from being a closed subject. So it is not very daring to suppose that some of the cherished physical concepts that might be poorly understood or even incorrect. Some such questions are popular subjects for research. So I think we can all agree that these are interesting questions to think about. And I wanna also highlight the last sentence here in this review of this conference, that it is still not clear just how serious these problems are or where they would lead us. So I think in hindsight, this was in 1963, I think in hindsight, we can all agree that these are very serious problems by the fact that we're all here and that they've led to very interesting directions, right? Following this meeting, there was, lots of work had been done. There was another conference that I really enjoyed reading the proceedings from in 91, The Physical Origins of Time Asymmetry. And then in the quantum gravity community, there were two seminal reviews on the problem of time that were written in the early 90s. And at around the same time, quantum information science was a blossoming field and also had something to say on the topic of time in the quantum regime. So we're looking forward to hearing from both of these communities this week. And I just want to reflect on where we are now when it comes to this topic. And I'm going to steal some words from Carlo Rovelli. He says that the physics of the 20th century has modified the very foundation of our understanding of the physical world, changing the meaning of the basic concepts we use to grasp it: matter, causality, space, and time. We are not yet able to paint a consistent picture of the world in which these modifications taken together make sense. The problem of quantum gravity is nothing less than the problem of finding this novel, consistent picture, finally bringing the 20th century scientific revolution to an end. We need to rethink the world in the light of what we have learned about it with quantum theory and general relativity. So our big aim for this conference is to engage in that rethinking process with all of you, and we look forward to the week ahead. So with that, I'll pass it over to Flaminia.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And well, let me echo Alex in welcoming you all to this conference. As we heard from him, we will talk about quantizing time in a broad sense, and we will hear results that were obtained in the context of quantum gravity, quantum information, and quantum foundations. We are very happy to have as our speakers, researchers who have published pioneering results in their own field, as well as early career scientists who are opening new promising avenues of research. We are very much looking forward to all of your contributions. We really hope that this diversity in views, techniques, and approaches will bring new insight into the long-standing problem of the quantization of time. As we all know, it is often the case that informal discussions among the participants constitute a part of the conference which is as important as the talks themselves. Unfortunately, this part will be much harder to recreate because of the online format. However, we have set up a virtual space for the interactions after the talks on Remo, and we encourage all of you to make use of it.